New research is showing that temperatures are warming in the Arctic even faster than previously thought. The study from scientists at the Finnish Meteorological Institute found that this warming is happening four times faster than the rest of the world. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Peter Glick, co-founder and chief scientist at the Pacific Institute. The climate and tax package was just passed, and it promises to drive down U.S. emissions of greenhouse gases by incentivizing the purchase of electric vehicles and energy-efficient appliances and quickening pace of renewable energy installations. But do you think that it's really going to be enough, or is the cat out of the bag, so to speak?
Well, there has certainly been a remarkable amount of climate news in the last week or two. With this news out of the Arctic, with the new climate bill that's passed and going to be signed by the president, by the terrible heat and the drought that's going on in Europe, I do believe it'll have an effect. I mean, it's pretty clear that this is the most remarkable climate bill that the nation has seen, and that over time it's going to rapidly accelerate the transition away from carbon-based fuels. It's going to provide money for communities to adapt to those climate impacts we can no longer avoid. I do think it's big news, and I think it'll have an effect. Obviously, much more needs to be done, but that is a little bit of good news in the bad news that we've been hearing.
So I guess we need to talk about the bad news involving the Arctic. What are some of the factors at play there? Why is it warming up so much faster there at the top of the world than anyplace else?
Yeah, so this is remarkable news. Now, for a long time, we in the climate community have known that the Arctic was going to be warming faster than the rest of the world. The models have told us that. The dynamics of the way the weather works tell us that. And the major reasons are, first of all, the way the atmosphere circulates, it brings more warm weather to the Arctic. And what happens is, as the Arctic ice melts, Arctic ice reflects sunlight, and that keeps the Arctic cool. And as we lose Arctic ice, more sunlight penetrates into the ocean up there. It melts ice faster and faster. It's what we call Arctic amplification. We've always known that the Arctic would warm, but now the fact that it's warming four times faster than the average is very, very worrisome. And as we also know, what happens in the Arctic doesn't stay in the Arctic. That's going to have a big influence on weather here in California.
Yeah, with what, sea level rise, and then what are the implications?
Yeah, sea level rise is one thing, but what's most important is the jet stream, which brings storms to the western United States, is slowing down because of this amplification, because the temperature difference between the Arctic and the equator is decreasing. And as the jet stream slows down, we're going to get what's called an amplification of droughts and floods in the western part of the U.S. So some of what we're already seeing is already a result of these changes in the Arctic that are changing storm patterns off the Pacific. It's amplifying what we're seeing in the drought in California now and the flooding that we're seeing further north in the Pacific Northwest. And these changes are going to get worse and worse.
Is there anything that could affect the rate of amplification in the Arctic?
Well, of course, as the temperature goes up, we're seeing the consequences. As the ice disappears, that accelerates these changes. As warm sea surface waters penetrate into the Arctic, that melts ice even faster. That's this acceleration that we're really worrying about. And it's another reason why we have to do all that we can to reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases as quickly as possible to slow the rate of some of these bad changes.
Do we underestimate how quickly Mother Nature can correct itself? I'm thinking of the air quality improvement here in the Bay Area shortly after the pandemic began and nobody was driving.
Yeah, so the good news is that there are things that we can do to slow the rate of change. The bad news, of course, is that no matter what we do, we are committed to some climate changes. We're already seeing those impacts now. But we have to do two things. We have to slow the rate of climate change by cutting emissions, and we have to prepare to adapt to those impacts of climate change that are already here and that we're not going to be able to avoid. Again, there is the potential for nature slowly healing itself, but I'm afraid we're committed now to climate change because we've not acted as fast as perhaps we should have.
Peter Glick, thank you so much for your time, co-founder and chief scientist at the Pacific Institute.